Suggested intro. The photoreceptor cells in our eyes convert light into vision, but they can't do that without help from molecules called photopigments. Those pigments allow the rods and cones to function, and they have to be made and recycled in a hurry, especially when we encounter very bright light or sudden darkness. Washington University vision researchers have found a new pathway in the eye's retina that quickly recycles those molecules. Jim Dryden has more in 3, 2, 1. The newly discovered pathway involves the photoreceptor cells called cones. They provide our daylight vision and our color vision. Rods, the other class of photoreceptors, quickly become saturated by light and stop working altogether in bright light. They also can take a long time to adapt to darkness. But cones continue working in very bright light, according to Washington University vision researcher Vladimir Kefalov, and he says his team wanted to learn how those cells were able to do that.
A second very important property of cones is their ability to recover very quickly after exposure to really bright light, what we call dark adaptation. The contrast between rods and cones is striking. Rods can take up to an hour to dark adapt. Cones, in contrast, dark adapt within several minutes. 3 to 5 minutes is all they need.
Kefalov says for many years scientists have known about how some light-sensing molecules are recycled when they leave the retina and travel to another part of the eye called the pigment epithelium. But that recycling pathway isn't rapid enough to explain how vision works in very bright light or how the cones can adapt to darkness so quickly. Kefalov says traveling to and from the pigment epithelium takes too long. His team looked at a type of retinal cells called Müller cells that surround the cones. They eliminated the Müller cells with a toxic chemical and found that without the actions of those cells, the cones couldn't function as well in bright light, nor could they adapt to darkness as quickly when light was removed. That finding confirmed that a second pathway in the retina somehow involved those Müller cells. But there's a caveat to the finding. That original work was done in salamander retinas.
The reason mostly is that it's a wonderful model. The photoreceptors are much bigger, and especially cones are much bigger and much more robust than mammalian cones. And in fact, mouse cones have been notoriously difficult to study physiologically because they're only about 3% of the photoreceptors in the mouse retina. So they are extremely hard to find, and they're also very fragile. Yeah, amphibians were just a wonderful starting point because those photoreceptors have been extremely well characterized, and they are relatively easy to study.
So the next step was to demonstrate the same thing in the mouse retina, and that's exactly what Kefalov's team did. He says the next steps involve repeating these experiments in primate and human retinas, and if the second visual pathway can still be found, he says it may be possible to use that second pathway to treat and improve some potentially blinding retinal diseases.
So it provides better understanding to the human diseases that affect the retina, including macular degeneration, and on the other hand, potentially it opens opportunities for treatment of diseases.
But first things first, Kefalov is currently launching more studies to better characterize what's going on in that second pathway in the retina. He reports his findings in the journal Nature Neuroscience. I'm Jim Dryden.